It happens every spring. Just before the start of baseball season, fans are flooded with predictions in baseball magazines and in the sports sections of newspapers, including the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, of how major league teams will finish the season. In a world of uncertainties, it's the one time that I can count on one certainty. Baseball writers will pick my Pittsburgh Pirates to finish in last place in their division. You'd think that the prediction at the beginning of each baseball season that my Pirates will finish last would make me unhappy and frustrated, but the truth is, the prediction is comforting. I go into each season knowing my Pirates can't possibly disappoint me. There's no way they can finish lower than last. The only mystery each season is how many games my Pirates will lose. If I were a betting man and the under and over for the Pirates was 100 losses, I'd pick the over 100 losses. The problem going into the 2026 season was that the St. Louis Cardinals, and not my Pirates, were the overwhelming choice among baseball writers to finish in last place in the division that they share with the Pirates. Since they had my Pirates finishing next to last, their predictions left me wondering if sports writers thought the Pirates were getting a little better or the Cardinals were getting a lot worse.
I think it'll be an interesting season for the Cardinals because this is a season unlike any other we have been through in terms from a starting point because the Cardinals don't do the rebuild thing.
The 2026 Major League Baseball preview issue of Athlon Sports not only had its predictions for the season, it included a scouting report on each team. The scouting report on the Cardinals, picked for last, was highly critical of the Cardinals' management and its lack of talent on the field, but it also criticized Cardinal fans, usually praised as the best fans in baseball. It's head-scratching to go into that ballpark on weekends, and it's more than half empty. For the first time since 1980, they were in Major League Baseball's lower half for average attendance. As for the team's lack of talent, Athlon's scouting report, while acknowledging that the Cardinals are in a rebuilding year, didn't see much talent out there. There's just not much to get excited about. Its major criticism of the Cardinals was saved, however, for its bonehead management that never should have fired successful manager Mike Schultz and has been making poor decisions ever since. They just have that look of a team that will get even worse before it gets better. As for my Pirates, the Athlon scouting report started off with a statement that I've come to expect over the years. Nothing ever changes with my Pirates, and that's pretty sad. While claiming that the Pirates have enough young talent, like Cy Young Award-winning pitcher Paul Skeens, to finish ahead of the Cardinals, the scouting report noted that this is still a franchise that has had only one winning season in the last 10 years and 29 losing seasons in the last 33 years. I saw my first Pirates game in 1948 when I was 9 years old. They had a winning season that year, but didn't have another winning season until I was 19. During that time, they often finished in last place, and in 1952 set a modern team losing record of 42 wins and 112 losses. Joe Graziola, who was a World Series hero for the Cardinals in 1946, was traded to the Pirates and was on that 1952 team. He claimed they were so bad that they were eliminated from the pennant race on opening day during the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. Playing for that awful 1952 Pirates team, however, turned out to be a blessing for Graziola. He wrote a best-selling book, Baseball's a Funny Game, that led to a broadcasting career that took him to national prominence and the Baseball Hall of Fame. Like Graziola, I've learned that baseball is a funny game, especially if you're lucky enough to be a Pirates fan. Where else would you find a team that once had a poor fielding first baseman who received a standing ovation from Pirate fans when he picked up a paper wrapper that had blown onto the field? This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.